For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert. Thomas Lindsay is an attorney, organizer, and the executive director of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. In 2007, he was named one of Forbes magazine's top 10 revolutionaries. His latest work is We the People Rising Up, Rejecting Corporate Control One Community at a Time. Thomas Lindsay will be in Eugene at 7:30 tonight for a free talk at the Shed. Thomas, won't you give us a brief description of what the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund does?
Sure. We provide legal and organizing assistance to about 200 communities in 12 different states across the United States. We began to understand that the system was not set up for local communities to be able to say no to certain things, such as, you know, Nestle Corporation in the Columbia River Gorge that wants to extract water from a spring in the gorge, or folks working against genetically modified seeds being planted in their communities in rural Oregon. That control over those issues is not with the communities, it's actually with the state or with the corporations. And so we came to the conclusion that we needed to be doing other more structural type of work.
When you talk about communities often hearing that they don't have legal power to say no, does it take an attorney to advocate on the legal side?
It's actually not the lawyers that are the solution to anything, at least in our eyes. The fact is that in the United States today, corporations have more rights than the communities in which they do business. And changing that, even though lawyers are helpful to an understanding of the situation we find ourselves in, is really going to require a mass uprising of people within those communities that are affected who drive forward to actually change the law. And whether that's changing law at the local level, whether it's eventually changing the law at the state or federal level, one thing is very clear, the system just isn't working for people on the ground who are facing off against GMOs or water withdrawals or factory farms or fracking or any of the hundreds of different issues that communities face every day. And so what has to happen in this country is a movement of sorts that actually drives, understands that those issues are not just about GMOs or fracking or water withdrawals, but are actually about democracy, that this is about the community's ability and legal authority to make decisions about what happens within their own community. And today, one thing that's very clear is that our community's future is determined not by the people that live there, but actually by corporate boards of directors that are sometimes located 2,000, 3,000 miles away, and also by the state legislature. And as a point, in Oregon, you know, back in October of last year, the state legislature stepped in and preempted Oregon localities from being able to legislate dealing with genetically modified seeds. And so that, I think, is an example of how you and I, we can't walk into the legislature and actually get something. But when the corporations come together and walk into the legislature, they have more rights and powers than the people in those communities that are affected by those things.
The 200 or so communities with which you work, are these American communities that have passed a new Bill of Rights, a community Bill of Rights?
One of the things that hasn't happened over the past 200 years is that we haven't expanded out our civil and political rights at various levels. And so one thing we help people to do is actually to adopt community bills of rights, which talk about the right to clean air and the right to clean water, not just as a proclamation to say, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we had these things, but actually passing them into legally enforceable laws, whether that's through an initiative process or through their elected officials who work with us to actually begin to fashion a Bill of Rights. Part of that community Bill of Rights is not only these are the rights that we want, but here are the activities that we're going to prohibit, corporate activities that would interfere with that Bill of Rights. And then the final step is to put sections in that actually directly attack those corporate rights which have been developed over the past 200 years, like corporate personhood, for example, refusing to acknowledge that within the municipality.
I listened to your keynote talk at Public Interest Environmental Law Conference last year, and there's a whole lot of bleeping going on, Tom.
Sometimes we feel very strongly about things.
Indeed.
The fact is we need to recognize that the game is rigged. So we can either play under the rules that someone else wrote for us, and the rules are being written by some of the largest corporations on the planet, or we can begin to write a new script. And it's interesting how the new script looks like old scripts that the abolitionists used and the suffragists used and even the American revolutionaries used in some ways in throwing off all the garbage of the old European system of government coming up with their own. And so I don't think it's any different from those movements, but we have a much higher hill to climb in many ways because the corporate boys have been at it much longer.
That was Thomas Lindsay speaking from his Pennsylvania office. He's on the road and will be in Eugene tonight at 7:30. It's a free talk at the Shed. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.